وصلي على رسوله الكريم. أما بعد، فأعوذ بالله من الشيطان الرجيم. بسم الله الرحمن الرحيم. وإذ صرفنا إليك نفرا من الجن يستمعون القرآن فلما حضروه قالوا أنصتوا فلما قضي ولوا إلى قومهم منذرين. قالوا يا قومنا إنا سمعنا كتابا أنزل من بعد موسى مصدقا لما بين يديه يهدي إلى الحق وإلى طريق مستقيم. وبعد، الحمد لله، ثم الحمد لله، the most precious gift of Iman, the perfect teachings of our deen of Islam, and that Allah Azza wa Jal has made us in the ummah of His beloved Habib, our most beloved Sayyiduna Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, who has been sent as a mercy to all the worlds, whose message encompasses and makes responsible for acceptance the human beings as well as jinn, and that they will be answerable in the court of Allah Azza wa Jal. They are accountable for their actions in this world to be recompensated with either Jannah or punished by means of Jahannam in the hereafter. So all praises be to Allah who has blessed us this Iman purely out of the treasures of His limitless mercy. Iman is that great favor and boon that the very last person, after having been punished and cleansed of his sins, may Allah protect us from the fire of Jahannam, but once he has been cleansed and is taken out of Jahannam through the blessings of even that minute amount of sincere Iman, that person will be entered into Jannah. He will initially think it is full to the brim and there will be no place for him, and ultimately he will be given a Jannah that is 10 times the size of this world. He will even think that this is not possible, but in the treasures of Allah Ta'ala there are no limits. So the lowest ranked believer, the value of Iman, will be given a Jannah 10 times the size of this world. So how precious is this gift that we should value it, appreciate it, never ever take it for granted, beg Allah Azza wa Jal for His preservation and protection. For indeed it is Iman and only Iman and its manifestations in living the deen of Islam that is the only means of salvation for eternity in the hereafter. All forms of dignity and honor is only in the treasures of Allah. Allah Ta'ala gives honor to whom He wishes, humiliates whom He wishes. Allah gives kingdom to whom He wishes. Allah Ta'ala snatches it from whom He wishes. As we had seen in Afghanistan with the Taliban, 49 countries collectively with the most advanced weaponry, but when Allah Ta'ala willed the humiliation at the hands of an army whose main source of power was Iman, with whatever weapons were available to them, Allah Ta'ala had granted a resounding victory to the forces of Haqq and the forces of Iman. So Iman is a precious gift, never ever take it for granted. And the greatest worry we should all have is to die on Iman, never to be deprived, that this Iman be snatched away at any time, and especially not in those dying moments, in those very difficult junctures, when Shaitan and his various agents reserve the greatest efforts for those moments of death. Imam Ahmad bin Hanbal rahimahullah, great Imam of this Ummah, who stood firm when he was compelled by the rulers of his time to make pronouncements about the Quran Sharif, that is the creation, whereas it is the attribute of Allah Ta'ala, in order to open up the doorways of deviation and reinterpretation and altering and changing the pure divine word of Allah Azza wa Jal. And similarly in these times, many challenges and attacks on Iman. with the flowery titles of international peace and unity, yes, Islam has manifested better than anybody peaceful coexistence. But the only religion of haqq and truth that can never be interpolated, can never be polluted, can never be mixed with any other religion. So intra-faith or interfaith or the Abrahamic Accords completely goes against the grains of the teachings of this deen. Allahu Azza wa Jal, through his infinite ni'mah, Imam Ahmad bin Hanbal rahimahullah stood firm in the face of torture, of public severe lashing, of imprisonment, of house arrest, of being banned from teaching the great ahadith of Rasulullah sallallahu alaihi wasallam in the main masjid in Baghdad at the time. And thereafter Allah gave him great honor and dignity when the rulers changed to be of the Ahlus Sunnah wal Jama'ah. In this world already Allah ta'ala gave him great honor and dignity in his end days, in his dying moments. His children noticed that when he would fall unconscious and come around, he was saying, "Not as yet, not as yet." When they questioned him about this, he says, "Shaitan had come to me and said that I had made an all-out effort my entire life to shake you, deviate you, but I have dismally failed. Now I give up, I throw in the towel, just a few moments left." Imam Ahmad bin Hanbal, rahimahullah, the great foresight Allah had given him, he says, "Not as yet, not as yet. Never let down your guard. Never be complacent until one's dying breath, to remain resilient and steadfast on Iman, to beg Allah Ta'ala throughout our lives for a good end and end on Iman, and adopt those means that ensures and guarantees death on Iman." One great means, for example, that when Adhan is called, we show the utmost of respect, reply to the words of the Muadhin, repeating after the Muadhin what he has said, "Hayya ala salah, hayya ala al-falah," we say, "La hawla wa la quwwata illa billah." And after the Adhan, to recite salawat, durood, the famous dua, "Allahumma rabba hadhi da'wati tamma." The person who does so, wajabat lahu shafa'ati. What a great promise that my intercession is guaranteed for that person. And Nabi Kareem sallallahu alaihi wasallam's intercession would only be possible if a person had died on Iman. The using of the miswak, amongst more than 70 benefits that the fuqaha, the jurisprudence, have mentioned about its benefits, the reward of salah is multiplied 70 times when preceded by the usage of the miswak at the time of wudu, before salah. Similarly, the strengthening of the eyesight, the cleansing of the mouth from bad smells, etc. Many, many benefits. But one of the greatest benefits, and this is such an important emphasized sunnah, that our beloved Nabi Kareem sallallahu alaihi wasallam, in that extremely difficult state, the sakarat, the throes of death, when Nabi sallallahu alaihi wasallam did not even have the power to speak by means of a gesture, that our most respected wife, the beloved wife of Rasul sallallahu alaihi wasallam, who was the most beloved of people to Nabi sallallahu alaihi wasallam, the Sayyida Aisha radiallahu anha, understood that Nabi sallallahu alaihi wasallam wanted to use the miswak. Her brother brought along one. She softened it with her own mouth, and so the last thing to touch the Mubarak body, the saliva of Sayyida Aisha radiallahu anha, that Nabi Kareem sallallahu alaihi wasallam used that miswak vigorously in those critical moments to show the importance of this great sunnah. Amongst the greatest benefits, the fuqaha have written about consistent and punctual use of the miswak, is that that person is able to recite the kalima at the time of death, a means of passing away on Iman. And one very important means is to show adab and respect to all aspects of deen, anything that is inherently from our deen, whether it is the Quran Sharif, the person whom Allah has honored to have the Quran Sharif in his heart and the knowledge of deen in his heart, a hafidh and alim who is practicing the deen of Allah Azza wa Jal, to show respect to the masjid, the muadhin, anything that is intrinsically connected to this deen, the Masjid al-Haram, Makkah Mukarrama, Medina Munawwara, in the precincts of the Rawda-i-Aqdas of our beloved Nabi Kareem sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, Respect is something that takes a person very, very far. Imam Malik rahimahullah, who was from Medina Munawwara, lived his entire life, left only once for Hajj, despite being a resident, showed such respect that when teaching hadith of the Mubarak Qabr in the Masjid Nabawi sallallahu alaihi wasallam, he would take a bath, put on clean clothes. He would not ride an animal, a conveyance of the time, would rather walk around with this honor and respect that an animal that I am riding cannot touch the Mubarak place that Nabi sallallahu alaihi wasallam's Mubarak feet may have touched. And therefore Allah has given him such great honor and dignity up to this day. One incident from the Quran Sharif that Allah Ta'ala alludes to at a few places in the Quran Azim, at least two junctures, that shows the importance of adab, respect to deen in general, and in this instance specifically the Quran Azim. Allah Ta'ala talks about this incident relating to a jamaat, a group of jinn. وَإِذْ صَرَفْنَا إِلَيْكَ نَفَرًا مِّنَ الْجِنِّ يَسْتَمِعُونَ الْقُرْآنَ. Allah Ta'ala says, remember, when we turn towards you a group of the jinn, listening very, very attentively to the Qur'an Sharif that was being recited. Now the background to this incident, the jinn are also the creation of Allah Azza wa Jal, as we are made. Sayyidina Adam alayhi salam originally from soil, they are created of fire. And just as in human beings, there are believers and disbelievers amongst them, the disbelievers, the agents of shaitan, shaitan himself from the jinn kind, and there are also believers and pious amongst them, just as they are in human beings. They will also be answerable on the day of Qiyamah, mukallaf, answerability for their conduct in this world, just as insan would be. So this jinn, before the coming of Rasulullah sallallahu alaihi wasallam, shayateen and his agents, they would ascend and go up to the skies, and though there was protection, it was not as strongly fortified as would be mentioned soon, inshallah. They would listen to the angels discussing between themselves about what is soon to transpire, that one little snippet, they would bring it, convey it to their colleagues, the fortune tellers, the agents of shaitan amongst human beings. That fortune teller would take this one little news and add to it 100 lies. And people would say, see, he is talking, he knows about it. Very important point, the barometer of haqq and truth is adherence to the shariat. The full and complete knowledge of all matters of the unseen is only with Allah Azza wa Jal. And so when Rasulullah ﷺ was appointed as a Nabi and a messenger, one of the specialities of Nabi sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, there is no other Nabi to come after Rasul sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. So that wahi was divinely protected by Allah Ta'ala from every angle. From the time Rasul sallallahu alayhi wa sallam was made a Nabi, there was extra fortified protection of the skies, of the heavens, malaika at checkpoints. When any shaitan would go nearby, they would throw a piece of a star, a meteor towards him. When it would hit him, he would either die or become insane because of it. And so they were perplexed as to why this major change of severe protection. And so they sent out delegations to different parts of the world to see what is transpiring. Now this group that Allah Ta'ala speaks about in the Quran Azim had come all the way from the areas of Nasibin, which is in Diyarbakir, in the lands of Sham, the great Levant. And some opine that they were from the city of Ninawa in Mosul, which is in Iraq. So they had come out in an investigative mission to see the reason for these changes. Allah Azza wa Jal decreed that when they come to that area, Nabi Kareem sallallahu alayhi wa sallam was reciting the Quran Sharif. Some opine it was on the return journey from Taif, so in Tahajjud Salah. Some of the opinion that Nabi sallallahu alayhi wa sallam was leading the Salatul Fajr. The place is unified upon the Wadi of Batan Nakhla, which is on the road between Makkah to Taif. And so they heard Nabi Kareem sallallahu alayhi wa sallam reciting the Quran Sharif. We can imagine the beauty of the tilawa and recitation. the effect that it had on hearts. Allah Ta'ala says when they came across Nabi Sallallahu Alaihi Wasallam reciting the Quran Sharif, Nabi Kareem Sallallahu Alaihi Wasallam was not even aware of their presence and what transpired. Allah Ta'ala later on informed, as mentioned in Suratul Jinn, أُوحِيَ إِلَيَّ أَنَّهُ اسْتَمَعَ نَفَرٌ مِّنَ الْجِنِّ, that this group of jinn had listened very, very attentively to the Quran. They said between themselves in the further discussions later on that we had heard an amazing word in the form of this Quran Sharif that is pure guidance. And after Musa alayhi salatu was salam being given the Torah, because they were Yahud, they were unaware of Sayyidina Isa alayhi salatu was salam. They also mentioned that we never thought that anybody can tell a lie against Allah in fabricating partners to Allah. They thought that this is impossible, that is a fabrication and a lie. Allah guided them to realize that. They also said that some of our people, the jinn, would control human beings, that when they would travel through a valley, they would say that I seek protection in the leader of the jinn from any harm in this valley, almost ascribing them as partners unto Allah Azza wa Jal. But when they listened to these words of Quran Sharif, look at the effect it had, because they listened attentively. And when they came closer, they told each other that keep quiet and remain silent, and they listened very. So the topic of discussion, adab and respect, and look at the effect it had on the hearts. Falamma qudiya, when Nabi sallallahu alaihi wasallam terminated the recitation, immediately there and there they accepted iman. Not only that, they went back to their communities where they had originated from. Allah Ta'ala says, "Wallaw ila qawmihim mundhirin." They returned to their people not just as believers, as inviters to iman, as warners against kufr and disbelief, that those who would not accept it would go to Jahannam for eternity. They would become the firewood of the fire of Jahannam. So here, the important point, Allah Ta'ala says, قَالُوا يَا قَوْمَنَا إِنَّا سَمِعْنَا كِتَابًا أُنزِلَ مِنْ بَعْدِ مُوسَىٰ. O our people, O our nation, we have heard such a word that is the absolute truth, that the first time after Sayyidina Musa alayhi salam was given the Torah, يَهْدِي إِلَى الْحَقِّ, this word that we have heard, the Quran Sharif, it guides towards haqq and truth and towards the straight path. And they warn and say, يَا قَوْمَنَا أَجِيبُ دَاعِيَ اللَّهِ, that accept the invitation of the inviter towards Allah. And when you will enter the fold of Islam, وَآمِنُوا بِهِ يَغْفِرْ لَكُم مِّن ذُنُوبِكُمْ, Allah will forgive for you your sins, وَيُجِرْكُم مِّن عَذَابٍ أَلِيمٍ, and Allah will grant you salvation and protection from an excruciating and extremely painful punishment that awaits those who leave this world without iman. وَمَنْ لَا يُجِبْ دَاعِيَ اللَّهِ, they say further on, the one who does not, that person can never get away and run away and thwart or overpower Allah Azza wa Jal. فَلَيْسَ بِمُعْجِزٍ فِي الْأَرْضِ, and that person will have no helper or assistant against Allah Azza wa Jal's anger and punishment. So this beautiful incident that tells us the great value. There were other incidents also, at least six as mentioned by the commentators of Quran Sharif, where Rasulullah SAW had this interaction with various groupings of the jinn, when he went once formally with Sayyidina Abdullah bin Mas'ud radiallahu an to formally invite a group of them. But the incident is adab and respect. That for the fact that they had listened, and that is the right of the Quran Sharif, Allah says, وَإِذَا قُرِئَ الْقُرْآنِ فَاسْتَمِعُوا لَهُ وَأَنصِتُوا لَعَلَّكُمْ تُرْحَمُونَ. When the Quran Sharif is recited, then listen very, very attentively and remain silent so that mercy may be shown to you by Allah Azza wa Jal. So listening attentively, remaining silent while the Quran Sharif was being recited, adab and respect for every and the various aspects of deen. Look at the great fruits that it had bore. Not only did they bring iman, they became inviters towards Allah Azza wa Jal, and they are praised for all times to come in the Holy Quran by Allah Azza wa Jal. An entire surah is named after them, Suratul Jinn. And as these ayat from Suratul Ahqaf has been recited, Allah Ta'ala give me all of us tawfiq inshallah at all times to show the highest levels of adab, of veneration, honor and respect for this deen and all matters connected to this deen. And Allah Ta'ala guard and protect us from any kind of ba'adabi or gustakhi or disrespect that makes a person deprived in any way whatsoever. Wa akhiru da'wana alhamdulillahi rabbil alameen. humble appeal, inshallah, that we open up our hearts and contribute as generously as possible. Do it with ikhlas, with sincerity, for the love of Allah, the love of the house of Allah Ta'ala, the madrasa, that whatever contributions we are doing with ikhlas, sincerity, whatever good will flow from any of these mubarak places, inshallah, we'll have a full share in that reward. The more the ikhlas, the greater the reward. Allah give us tawfiq, inshallah. الحمد لله الحمد لله رب العالمين والعاقبة للمتقين والصلاة والسلام على حبيبنا وشفيعنا محمد وعلى آله وأصحابه أجمعين أما بعد أيها الناس اتقوا الله في السر والعلن فإن الله يحب المتقين ومن يتق الله يجعل له مخرجا ويرزقه من حيث لا يحتسب ومن يتوكل على الله فهو حسبه إن الله بالغ أمره قد جعل الله لكل شيء قدرا ومن يتق الله يجعل له من أمره يسرا ومن يتق الله يجعل له فرقانا ويغفر له ذنوبه أيها المسلمون فلنشكر الله عز وجل على جميع نعمه التي لا تعد ولا تحصى ومن أهمها نعمة الإيمان والإسلام ومن الأسباب المؤدية إلى حفظ الإيمان والإسلام الاحترام والأدب للدين ولأهل الدين كله قال الله عز وجل وإذا قرئ القرآن فاستمعوا له وأنصتوا لعلكم ترحمون نقتبس من قصة نستفيد منها أن الأدب والاحترام للقرآن خاصة وللدين عامة يجلب الخير الكثير كما أشار الله إلى قصة جماعة الجن الذين أتوا إلى تهامة ويستمعون القرآن وينصتون فهداهم الله عز وجل به وصاروا دعاة إلى الله عز وجل ودينه قال الله عز وجل وإذ صرفنا إليك نفرا من الجن يستمعون القرآن فلما حضروه قالوا أنصتوا فلما قضي ولوا إلى قومهم منذرين قالوا يا قومنا إنا سمعنا كتابا أنزل من بعد موسى مصدقا لما بين يديه يهدي إلى الحق وإلى طريق مستقيم أقول قولي هذا وأستغفر الله لي ولكم ولسائر المسلمين من كل ذنب فاستغفروه إنه هو الغفور الرحيم الحمد لله نحمده ونستعينه ونستغفره ونعوذ بالله من شرور أنفسنا ومن سيئات أعمالنا من يهده الله فلا مضل له ومن يضلله فلا هادي له ونشهد أن لا إله إلا الله ونشهد أن سيدنا ومولانا محمدا عبده ورسوله أما بعد إن الله وملائكته يصلون على النبي يا أيها الذين آمنوا صلوا عليه وسلموا تسليما اللهم صل وسلم وبارك على سيدنا محمد وعلى آله وصحبه أجمعين. قال النبي صلى الله عليه وسلم: أرحم أمتي بأمتي أبو بكر رضي الله عنه، وأشدهم في أمر الله عمر رضي الله عنه، وأصدقهم حياء عثمان رضي الله عنه، وأقضاهم علي رضي الله عنه، وعن الصحابة وأهل بيت النبي صلى الله عليه وسلم كلهم أجمعين. وقال عليه الصلاة والسلام: الله الله في أصحابي لا تتخذوهم غرضا من بعدي، فمن أحبهم فبحبي أحبهم، ومن أبغضهم فببغضي أبغضهم، وخير القرون قرني، ثم الذين يلونهم، ثم الذين يلونهم. اللهم أعز الإسلام والمسلمين، اللهم ألف بين قلوب المسلمين، وأصلح ذات بينهم، وانصرهم على عدوك وعدوهم. اللهم انصر المجاهدين والمستضعفين والمظلومين والمأسورين في سبيلك في كل مكان. اللهم اكفنا بحلالك عن حرامك، وأغننا بفضلك عمن سواك. اللهم اشف مرضانا وارحم موتانا. اللهم اسقنا غيثا مغيثا مريئا مريعا نافعا غير ضار، عاجلا غير آجل. اللهم ثبتنا على الإيمان، وأمتنا على الإيمان، واحشرنا يوم القيامة مع المتقين مع الأبرار. إن الله يأمر بالعدل والإحسان وإيتاء ذي القربى، وينهى عن الفحشاء والمنكر والبغي، يعظكم لعلكم تذكرون. فاذكروا الله يذكركم، وادعوه يستجب لكم، ولذكر الله أكبر، والله يعلم ما تصنعون. أتموا صفوفكم الأول فالأول. Let's fill in the gaps in the safs in front of us. Let's move forward to fill in the gaps, fulfilling the command of Allah Azza wa Jal. Once we are in the saf, let us ensure that we stand as closely as possible, our shoulders locked into each other, so that when salah commences, there are still no gaps between our shoulders. Ensure that the heels are in a straight line. Let's fill in the gaps in the safs in front of us, inshallah.
الله أكبر الله أكبر. أشهد أن لا إله إلا الله، أشهد أن لا إله إلا الله، أشهد أن محمد رسول الله، أشهد أن محمد رسول الله. حي على الصلاة، حي على الصلاة، حي على الفلاح، حي على الفلاح. قد قامت الصلاة، قد قامت الصلاة. الله أكبر الله أكبر لا إله إلا الله.
استوى اعتدل واستقيموا تراص. الله أكبر. الحمد لله رب العالمين، الرحمن الرحيم، مالك يوم الدين، إياك نعبد وإياك نستعين، اهدنا الصراط المستقيم، صراط الذين أنعمت عليهم غير المغضوب عليهم سبح اسم ربك الأعلى الذي خلق فسوى، والذي قدر فهدى، والذي أخرج المرعى فجعله غثاء أحوى، سنقرئك فلا تنسى إلا ما شاء الله، إنه يعلم الجهر وما يخفى، ونيسرك لليسرى، فذكر إن نفعت الذكرى، سيذكر من يخشى، ويتجنبها الأشقى الذي يصلى النار الكبرى، ثم لا يموت فيها ولا يحيا، قد أفلح من تزكى وذكر اسم ربه فصلى، بل تؤثرون الحياة الدنيا، والآخرة خير وأبقى. إن هذا لفي الصحف الأولى، صحف إبراهيم وموسى. الله أكبر. Sami'a Allahu liman hamida. Allahu akbar. Allahu akbar. Allahu akbar. Allahu akbar. Alhamdulillahi rabbil alameen ar-Rahman ar-Rahim maliki yawm al-deen Iyaka na'budu wa iyaka nasta'in Ihdina الصراط المستقيم صراط الذين أنعمت عليهم غير المغضوب عليهم ولا الضالين هل أتاك حديث الغاشية وجوه يومئذ خاشعة عاملة ناصبة تصلى نارا حامية تسقى من عين آنية ليس لهم طعام إلا من ضريع لا يسمن ولا يغني من جوع وجوه يومئذ ناعمة لسعيها راضية في جنة عالية لا تسمع فيها لاغية فيها عين جارية فيها سرر مرفوعة وأكواب موضوعة ونمارق مصفوفة وزرابي مبثوثة أفلا ينظرون إلى الإبل كيف خلقت وإلى السماء كيف رفعت وإلى الجبال كيف نصبت وإلى الأرض كيف سطحت فذكر إنما أنت مذكر لست عليهم بمسيطر إلا من تولى وكفر فيعذبه الله العذاب الأكبر إن إلينا إيابهم ثم إن علينا حسابهم الله أكبر سمع الله لمن حمده الله أكبر الله أكبر الله أكبر الله أكبر السلام عليكم ورحمة الله السلام عليكم ورحمة الله الله أكبر استغفر الله استغفر الله استغفر الله الحمد لله رب العالمين والصلاة والسلام على سيدنا محمد وعلى آله وصحبه وبارك وسلم اللهم أعنا على ذكرك وشكرك وحسن عبادتك اللهم أحسن عاقبتنا في الأمور كلها وأجرنا من خزي الدنيا وعذاب القبر وعذاب الآخرة اللهم انصر المجاهدين والمستضعفين والمظلومين في سبيلك في كل مكان رب ارحمهما كما ربياني صغيرا ربنا هب لنا من أزواجنا وذرياتنا قرة أعين واجعلنا للمتقين إماما اللهم إنا نسألك العفو والعافية والمعافاة الدائمة في الدنيا والآخرة. اللهم إنا نسألك من خير ما سألك منه نبيك سيدنا محمد صلى الله عليه وسلم، ونعوذ بك من شر ما استعاذك منه نبيك سيدنا محمد صلى الله عليه وسلم، وأنت المستعان عليك البلاغ، ولا حول ولا قوة إلا بالله. جزا الله عنا سيدنا محمد صلى الله عليه وسلم ما هو أهله. سبحان ربك رب العزة عما يصفون، وسلام على المرسلين، والحمد لله رب العالمين.